Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
The Fan in Milwaukee, 105.7 FM. It's the Wendy's Big Show. They are in Milwaukee, and we are now talking to former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist, Packers safety Leroy Butler, Billy Schmid, and Steve Pfeiffer. Gentlemen, what is going on?
Well, this is a lot more fun that we're going to be able to talk to you guys with it fully on the line and maybe get back at now, we'll talk a lot on this Packers football team, but Bonte, I'll tell you what,
real quick. Why don't we start?
Let's do it.
Since you guys got hammered in the first game.
Okay.
What do you...
Man.
How's this game going to be different? Do tell the Bay Area.
Well, I think it's going to be very different in this familiar of like how the Hamptons is going to be different with the recruiting of Giannis, how you guys were able to get Kevin Durant to go and hang out with everybody and get the money and like to go and hang out with his new friends. This is going to be different because we're coming in here guns blazing, ready to rock and roll and not fumbling the football on the first possession, spotting 14 points and get back into it and be able to run the football a little bit more.
Why don't we just keep it 100? You got a quarterback that's chasing girls. We got one chasing championships. Let's just keep it 100.
Leroy.
No, this is Gary.
Is that Butler or Ellerson?
Gary is Ellerson.
Who am I talking to? Butler or Ellerson?
This Ellerson. Let's just keep it 100. Right. Your quarterback chasing girls. Our quarterback chasing championships.
Hey, your quarterback ain't Gary.
If you're a guy like Jimmy G.
Behind the ears.
Hey, if you're a guy like Jimmy G, you don't have to chase girls.
The girls come to you.
And where was this bravado at last week when Russell had the ball about to come back on y'all? Now you got your chest out when you know you shouldn't even be playing.
Feels great, baby.
About to come back.
You guys shouldn't have won that game. Come on now.
A score is what the score is. What you mean shouldn't have?
Couple lucky third downs. I didn't mean to throw them to that receiver. Come on now.
I mean, it sounds like you guys. It sounds like you guys are jealous of the girls Jimmy G has available in California. I know it's a little cold in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there are women flocking left and right to Lambeau Field.
Yeah, we don't want the woe-out ones. We want the new ones.
Hey, seriously, guys, and just for a second, and then we get back to more messing around. What do the Packers have to do differently than happened in the middle of the season?
Legitimately everything. Yeah. They need to execute and not have everything go wrong as it did in the first meeting. Guys, from Jump Street, right? Second play of the game, Davante Adams gets an unnecessary roughness taunting call that I would have gotten in the fourth grade when I was playing flag football over here at the YMCA, and they were trying to kick me out because I was the biggest kid. You're playing real big boy football here in a title game, and there's a dude on that team, as Gary said, it's a bad man looking for his second trip to a Super Bowl, and we're going to lean on him and a little bit of knowledge from Matt LaFleur, as there's not going to be any gatherings and family dinners over at the LaFleur household and hanging out with Robert Saleh. This is all business. This is no playtime like the Shim and Charlie like we had earlier on.
When you look at the numbers, number 12, one of the greatest to ever do it, I was just telling my guys, this statistically is not his best year. Is he still that guy that he was 5 years ago that could backyard football, run around, and throw it deep? I don't know. Is there any slippage with A-Rod?
Well, I mean, with age comes some slippage, I would say. But I think what you're looking at is a different offense that Rodgers is trying to get used to. I think, well, you guys know the offense. You see it up close in person with Shanahan. It's not what he's used to. It's not an offense that they're throwing deep down the field a lot. It feels like it's more ball control. Feels like it's they want to run the football a little bit more. Listen, Aaron Jones got 21 carries and only had like 60 yards, and Matt LaFleur thought that was the second coming of Jesus for somebody to get those kind of carries and those kind of yards. So that's different for Aaron Rodgers and his Green Bay Packers offense.
All right, Matt Steinmetz, Bonte Hill, Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're joined by the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan in Milwaukee. We're talking to former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, Pro Football Hall of Famer, finalist actually still.
No, you can just put Hall of Famer. That's all good.
Well, he's got to get in officially.
You
got to get in officially.
You had it right.
Leroy Butler, Billy Schmidt, and Steve Pfeiffer.
It's too bad Leroy Butler's closer to the Hall of Fame than actually playing, because I don't know who's going to cover George Kittle. I don't even know, if Leroy can cover George Kittle. But I'm coming at Steve for a second. Steve, you're doing the postgame show out there on The Fan after the Packers just got mollywopped in Week 12. And you said fans were starting to realize the Packers couldn't win the Super Bowl. They couldn't win the Super Bowl. You beat the Bears. You beat the Lions. You beat the New York Giants. You beat the Washington Redskins. Now you're puffing out your chest, thinking you're going to the Super Bowl? What's changed in 2 months, Steve?
And nothing's changed for me, man. You're talking to all these other guys. Look, for me, it comes down to line play. It comes down to offensive and defensive line play. And this Packers offensive line didn't play well in that game. And Packers defensive line didn't play well. We weren't able to run the ball. And the Niners were able to run the ball. And if that doesn't change in this game, the Packers are going to lose again. That's what it's going to come down to. The physicality up front for me will determine who wins this game, unless, you know, Jimmy G throws like two or three picks, and obviously that changes the game. But otherwise, it's going to come down to who runs the ball better. Because if Aaron Jones can't get going, I don't think Aaron Rodgers can win this game by himself. And I think if that running game gets going for San Francisco and takes the pressure off of Garoppolo and controls the clock, that's problems for the Packers.
This is what championship football does. It has the guy that's a buck 35 soaking wet talking about line play. This game is going to be won and lost in the trenches, being able to win. And like you guys said, I mean, that front four is littered with first round talent. But two bookend tackles here in Green Bay are going to be able to at least try to contain and keep number 12 looking a little bit cleaner than greener on that backside.
How's that worked out for Bakhtiari against the Bosa brothers? Chargers and a Niners so far. Well, I think he's given up like seven sacks.
Well, California
Nightmares. I lost count.
Better than my man Alex Light did, because I was watching the film in number 70 last week, and he was an absolute turnstile out there in the middle of the year. So he stays off the game, and the Packers can get themselves on the scoreboard a little bit more than they did the first time.
You guys have a lot of nerve talking about Jimmy G. When your guy's got Olivia Munn and Danica Patrick in his past.
There
come on now.
Yeah, but Jimmy G, present. I can find them on YouPorn. What are you talking about?
Oh,
stop it. You ain't find Aaron Rodgers on YouPorn, cuz. It ain't happening. No, don't go there. No,
Jimmy G turned himself into a category.
This is not a modeling contest. This is about a football. Listen, he's never hosted a real.
I can't believe you said that, man.
He have not hosted an NFC Championship game, okay?
True.
Aaron Rodgers has. Experience means everything. And I will say,
Rodgers has lost a couple championships. He got blown out the last one, right?
I would agree with that. I would agree with all that. But having experience of somebody who's never done it before, you don't know what to expect. He's going to look over there and see Joe Montana, Steve Young walking around, everybody with their fur coats on. Man, this is a lot for me. I've never been in this position. You're going to be going up against one of the best quarterbacks who's done it.
Hey,
he
Leroy,
grew up a San Francisco 49ers fan.
Leroy, this game ain't in Green Bay. It's in the Bay. Ain't going to be no fur coats, baby.
You know what?
There we go.
Ain't
going to
be no fur coats.
No. Rich people wear fur coats anywhere. It don't matter. You know how y'all do it. Listen.
Lil Wayne would be wearing the mink coat if he was by the Bay or up here like he was this past week.
I'm glad it's there. You know why I'm glad it's there? That's the one team that passed on him when he had a chance to go there.
You want
to
play
for him. But it meant nothing the last time they played.
Not just as disappointed as the 49ers will be that they didn't draft me.
Oh, smoke.
You're going to play one
How
more
did
time.
That help Week 12?
Why did you keep going to old stuff?
How did that work when Harbaugh was the head coach?
I don't even
Kaepernick
remember
went up there with no sleeves on in zero-degree weather. Took it to your boy Aaron Rodgers.
Harbaugh just played in a bowl we can't even think of, so I don't even talk about
Leroy, the people out here in the Bay Area, this is for Leroy. Do you got your speech ready?
100. Of course I got it ready.
Because you know what it's like to lose to the Niners in the playoffs, so they just want to know if you got it ready to go.
I just know the last time we went to the Super Bowl, we dominated them boys. I can send you the tape if y'all don't have the internet. I can send you the tape. You want me to send you the tape? No, I'll send you that Jerry Rice fumble. How about we do that?
LeRoy's filling himself after Florida State goes to the freaking Sun Bowl. The Florida State Seminoles go to the Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas, and he has the bravado to be this confident, man. What did they feed you today, LeRoy?
Listen, I didn't know Florida State had a bowl game. Am I lying, Billy?
I turned it on and I said, I got the Noles getting the 3 points. He goes, I didn't even know we were in a bowl game.
Oh, man.
I would have picked against them, so it don't matter. We're going to rebuild. We'll be fine.
Hey, guys, everybody outside Green Bay saying, Aaron Rodgers hasn't had his best year, and maybe it's because of the new head coach. What's your take on maybe why his numbers aren't as good as in the past?
A lot of it with the new offense, and that does sound like you're covering up for the guy. But in the same offense for the first 13 years of your career and learning the new terminology, learning the new staff, and also, let's be honest with it and call a spade, they don't have the talent on offense that they used to have in 2011 and 2014 when they were running the NFC. I mean, back in 2011 with that offense, even 2012 and 13 when you guys were talking about the Niners bouncing the pack with Harbaugh, you were looking at Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb, young Devontae Adams later on into that run, but Jermichael Finley in the middle. Now he's throwing to one guy that was drafted in the second round, Devontae Adams, and four undrafted dudes in Lazard, Kumaro, Allison. Stop me when I'd like to, because, I mean, you're looking at a lot of draft capital being spent on the defensive side.
Why is he
which
not ticked helped. Off then? Why? Because if the A-Rod I know or think I know, he would be ticked off that he's not throwing to those quality receivers he once had.
Well, who says he's not ticked off? it might be.
You can't be a mouth, LeRoy. You got to come out and say something.
Well, sometimes you don't need to create smoke like that. Yeah, we don't do that in this. On the West Coast,
no, we
y'all
just drink
do that
scotch.
Kind of stuff. We just try to keep it 100 and win 14 games. No one expected. Be honest, both teams were bad last year. 6-9-1 and 4-12. It's probably shocking to a lot of people.
That's true.
To be honest with you. But
I wanted Niners Seattle, LeRoy.
Again?
I wanted Niners Seattle part three, and I'm not trying to dish y'all. Whoa. Green Bay, this is Muhammad Ali against Cooney. Come on,
see,
man.
See, you want the easy way out. Typical guy. No.
You know what?
You're going to get the best, cuz. I'm sorry. I apologize. Hey,
you guys got a sickness issue in the locker room right now?
Allegedly. Issue? It's gone. It's all
gone. Yeah, we got sickness. We're allergic to caviar and sushi.
Right.
That's what we got sickness for.
And Dungeness
crab and all that. That's what we got sickness for. You got to mess about allergies.
That's unfortunate because clam chowder's cracking out here.
It's actually kind of it's funny.
Clam chowder. That's what we got sick on, all that fish.
It's funny because the boss said, maybe you want to make a bet with these guys or something. I'm like, listen, we got the best wine in the country out here.
Best wine.
I'm not going to make a bet for Leinenkugel's.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
We may have the best cheese.
No, man. We drank that both of them, bro. You don't know
about
that.
We got the best something. We got the best something else, too. You know what I'm talking about.
All the Wendy's y'all can eat. That's what we can get for you because it's hot and fresh. That's what
they got the
you.
Performance enhancers for the Wendy's. That's exactly what that means. We got to drive 90 miles south for ours.
So, LeRoy, seriously, are you coming out of retirement this Sunday? Because who's going to stop number 85 on the field?
Well, see,
you got any juice left?
Here's the thing about
George Kittle. Got juice, there's no shoulder.
We all agree that he's a great player.
Sure.
But the problem is Jimmy G ain't going to be able to get the ball to him. It's just
why
not.
Is that?
Because he can't.
Why is that?
Because they're gonna sack him like six times.
Oh, I'm saying,
hey man, listen.
Not just the Smith brothers.
Could that
rest in peace to Reggie White? But he's not walking through that door.
And you don't need Reggie White with this scheme. You don't. You really don't. That's why this defense has won this many games. People have been counting these guys out. But I will say this: Tyler Irvin offense is something that San Francisco has not seen. They're gonna have to tackle him in space, and that's the reason why. You're going to see the Packers get into a shootout with these guys if Jimmy G can catch up. So the Packers going to score four touchdowns.
He means it.
I'm dead serious.
Oh, man. He does mean it, boys.
What are you guys putting in the
Steiny?
Yeah, what are you guys putting in the beer up there, man?
I don't know what they put in the beer.
Speaking of beer, how can two blue-collar cities –
like Milwaukee and Green Bay get behind a quarterback who can't even chug a beer.
It's not about that.
It is about that.
It's about being smooth with it. Okay?
You got to be smooth with it.
Oh, man. We know our quarterback, he knocks down Hennessy shots like it's nothing.
That ain't the type of guy I like.
That ain't the thing knocking down. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a little love now.
It depends on where it's coming from. Come on, stop it.
I'll tell you what, a lot of fans in the Bay Area are just thinking this is the first game of a doubleheader. First, the Packers get beat, and then we're going to take Giannis from you.
Giannis is going to be a warrior, baby. Now we're talking.
You didn't do that.
I did that.
I didn't see that conversation starting in there. He's not going to Golden State. Why you guys got to talk about that? Why you guys got to take our boy?
Hey, Steve, I asked him in the locker room. I said, it was Greek Heritage Night. I said, hey, what do you feel about the Warrior fans wearing Greek jerseys?
Greek Heritage Night for Giannis out here.
He smiled, baby. He said, I'm not going to get into that right now.
Man, look, shout out Marcus Johnson. Yeah. Last time. Yeah.
It's Greek Heritage Night in every NBA city he goes and plays in.
That's true.
There's 50, 60 people that want to talk to him after the game and all that other stuff. And Steph Curry, oh, it was about a video game. Sure it was, Steph.
Hey, let me ask you this real serious, because we were talking today. You know, the San Francisco Giants won three World Series, then the Warriors. Where are the Packers and Bucks? Is anybody even thinking Bucks right now, or are they just off the radar?
No, it's pretty much all Packers all the time. I mean, Billy here, he does the post-game show after the Bucks games here on The Fan, and I mean, you can ask him. I mean, you guys have went through it. We were going to bring it up to you guys, actually. I mean, at some point, you just talk about blowout win. I mean, it gets difficult to talk about anything else. You look for those close games and something to really talk about. Because like last night, that pathetic Knicks team, that was a blowout. It was done quick.
I like
being let me just say this. I mean, these guys wouldn't understand what 13-time world champions is like in this kind of market. Yeah, we like the Bucks, but let's make no mistake about it. This is Packer country, bro. Now, I know y'all might like it, caviar and the Golden State basketball team and all that, but we straight Green Bay Packers, 24-7, 365, 13-time world championship. How many of y'all got? Two?
Hey, Gary, 11 of those championships were in the 50s, man.
Don't matter when you get them.
They didn't even have a shotgun formation when you guys won those championships.
Don't matter when you get them, as long as you get them, bro. How many you got? How many y'all got?
Cable television wasn't invented.
Guys, let's stick to the modern era.
Exactly.
Let's stick to the modern era.
Wide receivers were lining up in four-point stands back in those days.
Y'all want to be us right now. We feel it. We can feel it through the line. Come on now.
Man, y'all better go check Jimmy G Underwear when he come out for the pregame warm-up. See how them people are.
I'm not going there, brother.
He's smooth. They can throw some of that in the caviar.
Hey, jealous.
You know what? The thing about Jimmy is we're still waiting to see him get rattled for the first time.
Feels great, baby.
Smooth as ice.
They know it.
He's got some Aaron Rodgers in him.
No.
He's a little ahead of schedule.
Young Aaron Rodgers. He got some young Aaron Rodgers in him.
But you know what? I tell you this. You know who else I like on y'all team, though? That Debo. That boy good.
Oh, you know Debo's coming.
That was a great draft pick. I like him a lot.
How about Bosa? Bonte says he reminds him of Anquan Boldin. Do you buy that?
Well, I think, yeah, maybe that. But a little bit more like Sterling Sharp,
though. Maybe faster.
I've called out with Debo. Yeah. He's going to punk Jair Alexander.
Yeah,
good luck, number 23 over there.
He's going to try to block Bosa on Sunday.
Oh, man.
Bosa. Our boy David Bakhtiari's got him locked up. We talked to him yesterday on the show. He's got him locked in, ready to go.
He'll give you 10 or 12 plays. He'll take off 10 or 12 plays. He's tired, man. He's too tight, man. If he stretch out, he'll just arms will fall off. He's so tight, man. He's so tight, man. He's got to loosen up, man. I don't know if that's his brother. I don't know which one it is.
Somebody wrote that material for you, Leroy. You don't believe that. That's defensive player of the year, man.
He ain't better than neither one of these Smith brothers. Now, look at the stats. Didn't he have like 8 or 9
See,
sacks?
I go back to week 12. The Smith brothers didn't show up.
Why you keep bringing up old stuff? Man, y'all got to get the internet. We
invented the internet.
Are you guys still using AOL in Wisconsin?
Yeah, they did.
Hold on. Can you guys get them off the phone so we can get our dial-up internet going?
Yeah, right.
Seriously.
Instant Messenger?
You guys still using AIM?
Well, yeah. What's your screen name? We can talk about this coming up here next.
We're sending messages
via Instant Messenger?
Yeah.
You guys, by the way, you're not going to want to make a date for next week and do this, are you? You probably don't. This is one and done for you. You ain't going to want to talk to us Monday or Tuesday, are you?
I mean, I was going to say, we already got to move over to Miami. We got to talk to our guys down in KC. So we're all locked and loaded moving on to Super Bowl 54 once you guys are out.
Y'all had a good season, though. It was a good season.
So you guys are so classy that after you beat the Niners, you're not even going to want to talk junk.
We're not even going to kick the poop back into your face. Don't worry about it.
No, I want to. Yeah, we'll do it.
Yeah, Roy said we're in.
And now one of you guys mentioned Matt LaFleur. While we got the most creative, an innovator, the new head coach, best play caller in
the game.
That's
what you read somewhere.
Y'all don't believe
you
Matt LaFleur. No, I'm watching. I'm watching the Seattle game. Come on, y'all shouldn't have won that. I keep going back to that. Yeah, but Kyle Shanahan is better than Matt LaFleur, and you guys know that's why
based
he hadn't mentioned his name.
Hey, we got to go here, man. We got a break.
Hey, remember LaFleur was saying redemption? We're going to get redemption, guys? Yeah. I didn't see anybody in that locker room. They started putting their hands out like, damn, we got to go to the West Coast and play those guys again. Hey, we'll talk to you next week, fellas. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
There's only one LaFleur. LaFleur. That's the way I look at it.
They won't answer. They ain't going to answer.
Just send some cheese out here next week.
He's the love child of Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan, so might as well knock them off both in the same year.
Right.
All right, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And have a great weekend.
We'll talk to you next week, guys.
Always a pleasure.
All right.
There they are. The guys out in 95.7 The Game in San Fran talking to Packers and Niners NFC title game. So, supremely confident is the best way to
Jimmy
put that.
G, you just
goodness
stop
gracious.
Look nothing like the way Aaron Rodgers. You just stop. Man, come on.
I think when you said Gary might want to check his trousers before.
Check your drawers,
they might be able to throw that in the caviar because it's some seafood down there too that he might be able to dig on up if you check those things out before the game. Mm. You will not be seeing any of that on Sight and Sound Solutions, AT&T DirecTV.
Nope, not at all. Sight and Sound Solutions is the place to go.
Jimmy G go down this weekend, though. That's what you're going to be seeing.
Yeah. Sight and Sound Solutions.
This guy.
Is the place to go. Look, I've been with Sight and Sound Solutions and Al for quite a long time now, several years with my DirecTV package. Very happy, and you will be too. AT&T and DirecTV. TV and internet for as low as $99 a month. You get the choice package, Fox Sports Wisconsin, plus you get the NBA League Pass and no additional costs for the remainder of the year, plus $200 in Visa gift cards. But wait for it. They can do even more for you now. Sight and Sound Solutions can offer you a U-verse bundle, the new AT&T fiber internet, AT&T wireless phones, basically the entire lineup of AT&T services. And as an existing customer, if you feel your package deal could be better, well, they can help you with that too. Wouldn't you rather call 262 number and talk to the local guy, Al? My guy, that's been doing this stuff for over 15 years. Of course you would. Customer service numero uno. Sight and Sound Solutions, a preferred retailer for AT&T. Call them today, 262-754-1500, 262-754-1500.
You're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers, Matt LaFleur, Devontae Adams, and Aaron Jones. It's all straight ahead on the Wendy's Big Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.